As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. It is his first season with the Kings. A two-time NBA champion as a player. An NBA champion as an assistant coach. Sacramento in the hunt. They're tied for ninth in the West. They're at home tomorrow night against New Orleans. We are joined by Kings head coach Luke Walton. Luke, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. It's been too long, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Luke. It has been a long time, but it's great to have you back. Let me start right here, Luke. You dropped a tough one to Toronto Sunday night where the lead was going back and forth. In the final 4 minutes, when you're battling for a playoff spot, Luke, and you've got a good chance to beat a really good Raptors team, how tough is a loss like that? In other words, can you shake that off pretty quickly, or does that one kind of linger a little longer?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, Jim, but when you look at it, and watch tape and you see how hard our guys are playing and how hard they've been playing and just the fight in the group, it's very exciting. And we want to win those games. We need to win those games. But Toronto is, like you said, they're a good team. They're the defending champs, and they hit huge shot after huge shot. And what I'm excited about is our guys were right there punch for punch. Plays. De'Aaron Fox goes 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Multiple guys hit, you know, threes. And, you know, you know how the NBA works. It's some nights you win those, some nights you don't. Unfortunately, we didn't get that one, but I expect our guys to bounce back and continue rolling throughout the rest of this week.
Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton is joining us. Since you mentioned De'Aaron Fox, let me ask you about him. I want to get into some of the details of his game, Luke, but overall, what do you make of the season that he's having?
He's playing great right now. He's a big part of why our team is, you know, been having some success over the last 20 games, and the way that he's elevating, the way that he's starting to lead are all the things that we're asking him to do. And we tell him we understand it's a lot to put on his plate, but we fully believe in him being that guy and being able to handle that responsibility. And unfortunately, he got hurt and missed a big portion of the season right in the middle of it. And since he's kind of come back from that and got his legs under him, he's slowly really been just a consistent leader that every good team needs.
Luke Walton is my guest. You mentioned the last 20 games, Luke. You had lost six straight in January, but you've gone 13-7 since that loss at Detroit. After that game, you changed up the starting lineup a bit. What do you make of the way the team overall, not just Fox, but the team overall, has responded to the challenge?
They've been great. You know, we've had ups and downs this year. It's been an interesting first season, and it's been a lot of good with some bad in there. But what you love to see from your group is, you know, you never give in, you never quit, no matter how bad things get. We have the power to turn things around, and this group continues to fight. And you know, the lineup change mixed with De'Aaron kind of getting his legs back from that injury, Vlade doing a great job and bringing guys like Alex Lynn and Bazemore over and kind of helping with the physicality of how we want to play has really helped steady the group. And what you're looking for in this league with, you know, the schedule we play and how many games is just consistency. And that's what we're starting with. And you know you're not going to win them all, but as long as you're playing hard and you're playing consistent, good things are going to happen, and that's kind of the groove that we're in right now.
We're talking Sacramento Kings basketball here in the jungle. Head coach Luke Walton is my guest. Now, Luke, you're in that rugged West, and you're just on the outside looking in, but you've got a really good look at this thing. When you're dealing with a number of players who do not have playoff experience and certainly do not have playoff experience together, how do you go about preparing them for that desperation and that intensity night in and night out?
Well, you keep the priority on what's important, and that's, you know, let's not get overwhelmed and put added pressure on us by just sitting around talking about the playoffs and how every game is, you know, is a must win. Let's just continue to do what we're doing. We're playing really good basketball. We're playing as a team. We're winning games, and let's focus on that and ultimately know that to take the next step as a group, We have to get to the playoffs and feel what that's like. But even this stretch right here, Jim, just a level below that as far as taking a jump, you know, towards the end of the season is where playoff teams really start turning it up. Every team is fighting for positioning or to get into the playoffs. And that type of intensity in itself and being in those games and playing, you know, teams like Toronto down to the stretch, that's great learning opportunities. That's great experience for our group. And we're a new group. You know, we got a new coaching staff. We got new players trying to get everyone on the same page and understand the offense and defensive system. And going through this together is a great opportunity for us.
And, Luke, you've got a guy in Kent Bazemore that I've always liked. I've always liked his game and his approach. He arrived in that trade with Portland. In terms of his approach, what do you like about what he's brought to the team? And how much of a difference has he made?
He's been great. His just overall energy and how he just is in constant attack mode. He plays on the defensive end, you know, without fear. He's willing to guard anybody. And he's one of those players that their energy is contagious. And he's been great. You know, you get him on the floor with Corey Joseph, who's just another winner, and then what Alex Lynn has brought to the physicality of our team has really just settled us in nicely to the defensive end. We've talked all year, and we started the season off being a pretty poor defensive team, and we slowly made the right strides that we're looking for, and Baze is a big part of that.
You mentioned Alex Lynn, Luke Walton, my guest. Of course, he got into it a little bit with CJ McCollum in that win over Portland. It is the second time he's gotten into a scuffle since he arrived. Hey, Luke, I know you're not looking for guys to go out and just get into fights, but in terms of that physicality, how much do you like that edge and that physicality that he does bring to the floor?
I love it. I love it, Jim. And it's you're absolutely right. We don't ever want it to get to a fight. We don't ever want anyone to get hurt, but we do want to stand up for ourselves. We do want other teams to feel us. And a lot of times that responsibility will fall on the bigs. And I think he does a nice job of playing with that edge. We've missed Rashad Holmes for the last month of games, however long that's been. And he has that edge. Harry Giles has done a nice job of stepping in for us with all the other bigs out and playing with an edge. And, you know, there's always somebody. You look at the Clippers and Pat Beverly has that for them, and Marcus Smart for the Celtics. So we're looking for guys that have that edge, again, not to fight, but to always be ready to say, hey, we're not going to get pushed around tonight. We're going to be here to put our bodies on you as well.
Luke Walton joining me for a few more moments. We're talking Kings basketball. So I mentioned at the very top, Luke, you've got a big one. You're tied with New Orleans for the 9th spot in the West. They're coming to your house tomorrow night. I also understand that every game at this point in the season is huge, but how big does this one feel?
This is going to be fun. This New Orleans team is playing great. Alvin's doing a heck of a job. They're flying up and down the court. They got all five shooters out there, and they're just, you know, they're spacing the floor. They're coming at you, and you know we haven't played them since Zion's been back. And this as a staff, we're sitting around watching tape, figuring out what to do and what, you know, do you put a smaller forward on, a power forward on him? Do you put a center on him? And it seems like every team that's trying different things, he's still finding a way to get the job done. So this is going to be a fun game. It's like you said, it's a big game seeding-wise and something that our players should be up and excited for, and the city should be excited for.
I was about to ask, Luke, what do you do, or how do you go about trying to limit or impact his game? You kind of answered that in part, but even though you haven't seen him firsthand, when you look at him on tape, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Just really impressed. I mean, for a rookie to come into the league, especially coming off injury and not have time to kind of find his groove through the start of the season, and then just come out and do what he's doing to teams, is you got to give this young man a ton of credit. He's going to be a star in this league for a lot of years. And, you know, for us, we're going to throw different people on him. We got to, like we said, we haven't played him yet. So we have to see what that's like and see who has success on him. But he'll be a big part of the game plan, trying to slow him down and ultimately slow that whole offense down. It's not just Zion. They got Brandon Ingram, was an all-star. Zoe is playing incredibly well, shooting the heck out of the ball. So this is a really good team coming into Sacramento, and we feel the same way about our group. So it should be a lot of fun to be part of this game tomorrow.
That's a
night.
Big one tomorrow night. Luke, really quickly, I got about 60 seconds. Kent Bazemore was saying how there's a complete buy-in, quote. When asked about you, he said, we're behind him 110%. He's just as fiery as any coach I've ever played with. Sometimes it looks like he wants to get out there, but he's kind of chubby now, so those days are over. Luke, what do you think when you hear that?
Well, I have a good relationship with Baze. I encourage open dialogue with my coaching staff and my players. I wasn't a big fan of that line, but I love the buy-in we have from our guys. I love the support we have from our guys, and I love the culture we have going on here. It's a fun place to be right now, which in my opinion is important when you're trying to build something. You want a place where guys love coming into work every day, and we have that going on here in Sac, and we're just looking to continue to grow, and we're happy that Baze is part of that.
And the biggest thing, Luke, you got to be a fan of this. He did say, he started that off by saying, we're behind him 110%. Any coach wants that buy-in. Luke, it had been a minute. It's great to have you back on the show. Appreciate your time. I know that's an enormous game tomorrow night. Thanks for coming on to talk about that game and the team.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It's great to be on. I hope you're well, my friend.
You too, Luke. Great talking to you. Thank you so much. Sacramento Kings head coach Luke Walton joining us. That is a big one tomorrow night in Sactown.